Have a seat. Good to see you this morning on this Thanksgiving morning. Sometimes we come into church and we need like four good songs to kind of get our voice ready. Those vocal cords woke up. Enough coffee in our system that we get the phlegm flowing in the right direction, right? Instead of at our neighbor who we're singing to. But this is Thanksgiving weekend, and we are going to give some awesome praise and thanks to our God because we're here to celebrate Him. We don't just come to church to hang out and to punch that little clock and to do our duty and to feel like we did the right thing and now we can go back to doing whatever it is we do in the week. Like, we're here to worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Thanksgiving weekend is an important time for us to just pause and reflect a little bit on God's call to us to be people who are thanks living, not just thanksgiving. Scripture says to us, we are to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise, that we're to give thanks to Him and to bless His name. That's His call to us as His people, that we are to come before Him. We are to enter, Scripture says, enter. Most of you entered, some of you tried to exit, but we caught you. But entering, we get, right? The entrance door is how we come in, right? Entering is how we go into or come into a place. And God says, when you're going to come and you're going to gather and assemble as the body of Christ, as you go into and as you come, enter in this manner. Go into. And then we have this cool reference of His gates and His courts. Gates would be an entrance door, right? An entrance into His presence. The Israelites would have imagined hearing this something like the tabernacle, where there was an outer court, right? And this inner court as they would enter into the presence of the Lord. Even more so in the temple in Solomon's day, the outer courtyard and then the inner courtyard, a continual progression more and more and more directly into the presence of God who sits upon His throne. And when Scripture says that we're to enter into His gates and enter into His courts, it's an invitation to come to God Himself, to come into His presence, to connect with Him, to be with Him. We don't just come to sit and listen and do our due diligence as Christians. We come hoping to engage. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. I woke up this morning, I don't know if you're like me, I woke up this morning after many whacks on that alarm clock, you know, like be gone in the name of Jesus, but I kept hitting it, kept coming back, right? And eventually drug myself out of bed on this holiday weekend, and I thought to myself, oh man, I don't want to get up and go anywhere except to the coffee maker, and then probably back to bed. I don't know. I don't know if you had those feelings. I don't know if you are honest enough with yourself to recognize that there's a nice soft place you could find yourself right now besides those nice soft chairs. That's a reality, right? Our flesh is there. But I had this moment in my head where I remembered the Psalm of David that he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. And I thought to myself, I get to go gather with the saints, gather with God's people, and worship Him and celebrate Him and give thanks to His name and just be in His presence and everyone else's presence as the body of Christ. That's a cool thing. That's a neat gift and a neat opportunity and a privilege that God gives us. It's a really beautiful picture. And the Israelites were offered to come into the presence of the throne room of God. And you and I are given that same invitation to enter His gates with thanksgiving. I love this word, with thanksgiving and with praise. It's like God expects us to arrive with. We're supposed to enter. We're supposed to come into, go into His entrance, His presence, a progression into His presence. But we're not supposed to come empty-handed. We're supposed to come and arrive with thanksgiving and with praise. Most of us come barely with coffee, right? And then once we get some coffee, we think we could maybe bring a little something to the table. Not sure. How many of us show up in God's presence, walking into these crazy doors to say, Lord, I am here to give thanksgiving and to give praise and to offer this to You, coming expectantly and excitedly with hope and passion and desire in our hearts and not drudgery and exhaustion and fatigue, right? We have a responsibility to come into his presence. None of us would go into the presence of the king without offering something, without being reverent and engaged. Very few of us would walk into the throne room of a king and be like, oh, I'll get to you when I get a chance, king. Right? I mean, that's not how we roll. We like our head attached to our body, right? That's a thing. We know to be reverent to a king, but Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he loves us, and he gives us coffee, but like the reality is that he calls us to come into his presence, and we have a chance to go before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords of all time, forevermore, right? And to be able to come before him with thanksgiving and with praise. That's his expectation. So maybe we ought to understand what this word means a little bit. Thanksgiving. Krikor got here, which is a bummer because I thought I was going to get through these Tauda Hebrew words while he was still coming in the door. But let me poorly enunciate that. This word in the Hebrew for thanksgiving means adoration. Means adoration. Thanksgiving is adoration. And inside of this word, adoration, is this concept of confession and of sacrifice of praise and thanks offerings brought to God. See, this is giving something. That's where that giving ties in, right? It's not just gratitude and appreciation. It's only measured in the action of giving, right? And God calls us to be people who come before him with a sense of adoration, that we adore who he is, that we are grateful, so immensely grateful that we come with confession in our hearts, in humility before him to say, God, I'm here in your presence. Woe is me and wow is you, right? You are great and I am nothing, but I come before you full of gratitude in my heart and in humility because of who I am and where I've been and what I've done, but recognizing the invitation you give me. And the sacrifice of praise, the thanks offering that is offered up, is our hearts and our spirits, our vocal cords, our attitude that comes before him to express, to enunciate that gratitude. And we're supposed to arrive with this. We're not supposed to come and sit down and wait for the band to punch it into us with a strong bass beat that finally gets us awake and ready to worship God. We're supposed to come into the doors and make the band feel bad that they're not up to our speed yet of worshiping and celebrating and honoring and being reverent to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Not that you guys aren't doing great, just saying to me that's come out bad. The word praise is an awesome word because it literally means this tahila thing, song or hymn of adoration. It's a song or hymn of adoration. The word praise here literally is a song, right? Sometimes you guys think, well, I don't know what you think. I shouldn't say that. Sometimes we as Christians think, why do we sit around and sing songs? Half of us sound so bad. God doesn't want to hear it anyhow, and I definitely don't want to hear the guy next to me. I get that. I totally get that. But God says we're supposed to come like with joyful hearts, just expressing thanks and praise to him in song. He requires of us, he asks us to come before him to arrive with song, a song in our heart, but also singing collectively together an expression of praise to our God for who he is. We're supposed to enter with this thanksgiving and adoration. We're supposed to come with a song in our heart and ready to sing, to lift our voices to him. It's why we do it. It's not a church tradition. It's what God has told us to do. This word give, it's an action, right? But it's also a direction from our Heavenly Father. It directs us in how we are to operate and how we are to engage and how we are to come before him with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise. I don't know. That's a good segue. Well played. We worked on that. That's hard to rehearse because these little squirts, they don't always pay attention. All right. With giving, action, direction, and it's a command. Don't miss that. God isn't saying to you, hey, when you feel like it, you go ahead and you worship. You give thanks. You praise. Do it when you feel like it. Now, I don't know if you're like me. Sometimes there's this annoying guy from Texas who occasionally will be like, put your coffee down and sing. And I don't love that any more than you do. But there is this sort of subtle reality that there might be something behind that directive that's not tied to Texas or anywhere else, but to what God requires of his people, that we come and that we engage. It's important that we lift our voices. You can hold coffee and praise God. You can hold coffee probably and praise God better than if you don't hold coffee, some of you. I get that. But there's got to be praise and an offering of thanksgiving from each of us to the Lord. That's critical for God's people. We are to give thanks to him. And then this word bless is an interesting one. I never loved singing this, bless your name, Lord, bless. Because bless is kind of a weird word, you know, like, oh, I bless you. How am I going to bless God, right? I don't know. That's weird. But the original word here is tied to the idea of bowing down or kneeling reverently before a king. And that's a cool image. We think of it more like as in to pronounce blessing, right? I, the created being, pronounce blessing upon the creator. I bless you, God. Let me bless you. I just think that's arrogant, and I just can't do it. But I can get around this idea that I'm supposed to be a blessing to God and that I'm supposed to bless his heart with the authenticity that I bring in worship and praise to him. I know what it's like when my kids genuinely thank me for something and when my kids dutifully thank me for something and when my kids don't thank me for something at all. I know the difference, right? So does our Heavenly Father. He knows you. He sees your heart. He knows the offering that you bring. And if it's authentic and genuine and it sounds terrible, he loves it, right? But if it sounds beautiful and eloquent, but it's phony and it's self-serving, he's not even interested, right? He wants the authenticity of our hearts of worship that we might bless his name and bless him in giving thanks and giving praise, that we would come before him with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise and thanks for our God. This morning on this Thanksgiving morning, we're going to do something special. We'll have a little finale piece that we're going to tie in, but we're going to do something kind of unique. We're going to sing some songs, and we're going to praise this God of all gods, this King of kings, the Lord who loves you and has died for you and has given you life and eternity and hope. And we're going to give opportunity to express that in some ways. We're going to have this microphone, and it's going to do something kind of crazy. It's going to move from this spot to, that's right, it's going to stay right there, buddy, to this spot, and then over to this spot. But here's how this is going to work. And this is going to require, on a holiday weekend, White Rock coordination, Robin, which we know doesn't exist. But since it's a holiday, I thought maybe we could pull it off. So the band is going to lead us in singing a hymn of praise and adoration to God. We're actually going to pick up on that last song that I interrupted because I love that song and I wanted to sing it twice just a little bit. But we're going to talk about this name of Jesus that's exalted over all. And then we're going to invite this section after this first song, just this section. Nobody in here, nobody in there, nobody over there, okay? I'm trying to be mean, just we got to take turns. This section is your opportunity to come to this microphone and to give thanks and praise to God, maybe for something he's done in you or for you or for your family, something about who he is, whatever you feel like you're supposed to do or led to do. Obviously, if every single person does it, it's going to be a long day, so you don't have to stress it. But as you feel led to give praise and thanks to God on this Thanksgiving weekend, I want to give you opportunity in this section to do it. Now listen, guys, in this section, I know this is scary. First time out. If you remember what you're thankful for during that section, I'm sorry, you're cut off. That's not how it works. Okay, we're going to dim the lights a little bit, so maybe if you sneak over there, we won't know, right? But ideally, if we can try this, White Rock, section by section, then after the second song, we're going to move the mic here, and you guessed it, section two, that's you, and you can walk up to the front, and then section three after the third song, and then section four, and then I got a little bit I want to tie in at the end. But it is fun to mess with you on a Thanksgiving weekend. And it's fun to be together. And it's fun to take some effort to be the church of Jesus Christ, to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise, and to come before him giving thanks and blessing his name. Father, thank you for the amazing privilege you have given us to come into this place to worship you. You know each of us. You know our sinfulness. You know our failures. And Lord, this morning we come in humility and in honesty before you. We need your forgiveness. We need your love. We need your presence. We need your help. I don't know why you choose to love us, but you do. And for that, I'm eternally grateful. So, Lord, I pray in these moments, would you hear the offering of praise from your people as we lift our voices and sing to you, proclaiming how much we adore and love you and are so grateful for who you are in our life. And Lord, as we speak individually in these moments to publicly state who you are, what you have done, and what you mean to us, would you receive this thanks offering on this Thanksgiving from your people? We lay it at your feet. In Jesus' name, amen.